This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive. Don't you wanna take it so we can get it gone? Get it gone. Can't you hang it, baby? Get it gone. Back up on it, baby. Get it gone. Don't you wanna take it so we can get it gone? Sometimes we race like a swallowing sea. The fire in your eyes says you need to swallow.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music geared to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Houston. Are we in Galveston yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Galveston. To the three of you with electricity. Hi. And to everybody on the World Wide Web. This is After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. I'm Chris Harrison, allegedly.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. We are your co-executive producers for the evening.
Yeah.
Yeah. And tonight's show, we're going to have an in-depth interview with, who?
Him.
Oh, yes.
And
Christopher Prado and Regina Dane, the next monarchs of ICOH. We have Mr. Jim Crawford with us, because Jim... you know, we need to have Jim on at least once a month or so, because he's just so cool to talk to.
He's mine.
And it's also pledge drive. So we're asking you.
It's amazing what happens when you
to call in
all the way.
713-526-5738 with your pledge of support for After Hours and KPFT. Because it does make a difference. Your dollars do make a difference. And it tells management that this is a viable show, that you think this is a viable show and should continue. You want to add anything to that, Mr. Chris?
Be gentle when you grab hold of that, Christopher.
Oh. No, don't let them on yet. Please. Or we will lose all control.
I heard that same line earlier there. So it's actually he made the comment that they handed me a mic. How stupid.
Yeah, well.
That was the Bears. Well, if you're going to go in there, then I have to turn on their mics. Oh, no. He's just popping in and popping out.
Now, yes. Jim's going to help us talk about upcoming events that we've got.
And while we're doing all that, I don't have phones around
here. Why don't we talk about the music that we heard?
Oh, okay.
Because both of them were new music to KPFT. The first one...
Hey, there's a hidden person on the picture.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I kind of got scared. We're reading the liner notes on here.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, I had to check a little bit further down here, because big thanks to God, creator of all things possible, in and out of this life.
Yeah, well...
Yeah. He's got piercing blue eyes, though.
A lot of people thank God, especially when they win awards and stuff.
Yeah. A little further down, I saw the words Out Music, Stonewall.
Yeah. But, this is I really like this guy. What's his name?
Terry Christopher.
Terry Christopher and his brand new CD.
The Journey of a Wordsmith.
Yeah.
And tonight's the night of 1,000 Christophers.
And what we heard from that was,
Get It Gone. Asterisk.
It was kind of a sexual song, actually.
You need to read the words because it's really hot.
Oh, that means
not out loud. He's going to read them out loud, folks, in case you missed the song. Get It Gone.
Yes, please.
Ooh.
Sometimes we rage like a swallowing sea.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with the chorus twice.
Yes.
And the other one we heard.
Oh, now that's brand new in the box. We just opened this CD up tonight and played it without even listening because it's Lea Delaria singing jazz. And that's one of my favorite numbers that she did. Love for Sale. My absolute favorite version is... never mind. Okay, so...
Trying to read her button.
Trying to read her button?
Yeah. This one's got a peace symbol. This one's different.
Okay. Well, my favorite version is Harvey Fierstein.
Love for Sale.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
I don't smoke enough cigarettes to get that impersonation.
Well, I've been working on it. Okay, anyway. Things coming up. A family fair at Resurrection MCC. And that's happening Sunday, October the 19th. Showtime, 4 p.m. at Tony's Corner Pocket. Hosted and emceed by Ivana Cox. Wow. Benefiting Legacy and PWA Holiday Charities. Then, also, it's the third annual Knights of the Round Table, Living with HIV/AIDS in Houston. That's happening also October the 19th at the BRB. Food is at 7, show is at 8 p.m. MCs for the night are Christopher Garrett and Anne-Marie Gill. All proceeds go to Legacy's Body Positive for new weight equipment. Your donations help people in our community. It will be a night of great performances, silent auction, and hear stories from people who deal with HIV/AIDS on a daily basis. They will also have free HIV and AIDS and syphilis testing while the show's going on. That's tonight, 7 p.m. at the BRB, Brazos River Bottom.
Syphilis, isn't that the one with the pipe cleaner?
Yeah. And next weekend, I wanted to bring this up because it's still going on. It's going to be in a shorter format. But Galveston Island Pride is happening.
It's official.
Next weekend. That's right. October 25th, noon to 6 p.m. And, okay. Then, I want to remind folks that every Wednesday night at Tony's Corner Pocket, you can see the Tony's Corner Divas, featuring Lillian Devereaux, Anne-Marie Gill, Carrie Christopher, and Jessica Van Shelton. Those shows always start at 9 p.m. sharp. So, because it's a school night and stuff. So you have some stuff?
But what happens on Wednesdays at each age?
He's not getting there yet.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about the ICOs later.
Oh, okay. No. Actually, I don't know. Jim's got the ICO calendar.
I think our special guest this evening was referring to her evening escapades at EJ's Wednesday nights.
Well, Wednesday nights is midweek madness at EJ's.
Right.
For ICOH.
Right.
And then, you know, those shows always run so late that, you know, you just wait 5 minutes after the show and you get to see
roosters showing their stuff.
Yes,
roosters.
As a matter of fact. Yes.
Hopefully they're wearing pink.
Strutting their stuff and a show emceed by Miss Regina Dane. It's amateur strip at EJ's starting at 11 p.m.
And what a wonderful show that is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what, Jimmy? Over here, I have something very interesting. I don't know if you have mentioned this on the air as of yet, but Gulf Coast Archive and Museum of GLBT History, Inc.
Mm-hmm.
takes a giant step forward. You want to hear about that?
I want. Certainly do.
Well, you know, it's your it's their 10th year anniversary,
mm-hmm.
Hey, and they are
exactly what a wonderful group of individuals. And they were recently given 4,000 plus square feet of wall space at the GLBT Cultural Center,
mm-hmm.
on the first floor of the Montrose Counseling Center at 401 Bernard. And they, and if you want more information, you can go to www.gcamgcam.org. And what they are doing is they are going to start displaying our history,
mm-hmm.
our gay history.
Yes.
And they are going to start off with the life-size artwork from Exile, number 2, so the original frame, first issue of The Voice,
mm-hmm.
and display of Gay Games medallions, plus other wonderful pieces of history. And the GCAM members have taken upon themselves to pledge $40 per month to help cover the cost. However, this wonderful organization is asking for pledges, monthly pledges,
mm-hmm.
so that they can continue this wonderful endeavor. So if you want to do that, go to the website, like I just mentioned, gcam.org, click on the PayPal banner on the left, go through the steps and pledge, 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 pledge. It's our history, something to be proud of. And GCAM is taking it one step further, making sure the public of Houston finds out who and what we are.
And Jim, not only is GCAM putting up our artwork in history on that 4,000 square feet of wall space at the new GLBT Cultural Center at 401 Bernard, but GCAM also now has an office in that building.
Congratulations.
GCAM was the first to sign a lease with Montrose Counseling Center for space in the cultural center, which is the first floor of the building,
wow.
at 401 Bernard. It's where Fitness Exchange used to be.
Yes, yes.
But they've completely redone that floor and put in offices and meeting rooms. And even as we speak, Hatch and the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard are housed there.
Wow.
Dignity has moved in. They signed after us. And there's already groups meeting there during the week. So it's... Now, it's our new cultural center.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Have they allowed the public to go and view yet? Have they had
they're going to have a grand opening on November the 13th. They're having a big dinner there. And they're going to... that's why GCAM is right now working diligently to get the artwork out of storage and cleaned up and put on the walls and... 4,000 square feet is a lot of space to cover.
Yes, it is. But you know what? It's long in coming.
Yes.
And you know that to be true.
We knew something was going to happen this year for GCAM. It's kind of our breakout. And so we signed the lease, and it's extra rent, but we're going to get that money from somewhere.
I have no doubt, no mm-hmm. doubt whatsoever. Don't forget to go to gcam.org,
mm-hmm.
go to PayPal in the left-hand corner, follow the steps, make your donations. It's a worthy cause.
It's very easy.
Is that the same floor that the Stellalink Seville room is on?
It is.
Oh, how wonderful
mm-hmm.
is that? Keeping it all in the family,
yep.
That is so wonderful.
Yeah.
People, please go out there and see this. You said the November the 13th?
November the 13th is a big dinner that they're having up there.
How wonderful.
And after that, just go up anytime.
Great, great. I know I will.
Yeah. So what else is on the ICOH calendar?
Well, on the ICOH calendar, as I pull up the sheet in front of me,
mm-hmm.
today is the 18th. They just finished a show this evening at Crocker Bar, and they had a fine turnout.
Oh, that was fun.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our guests here also split up, and we went down to the HAB anniversary.
Houston
reception.
Area Bears.
Yes.
Oh my God!
Yes.
And I bet they did a reception.
They had a cocktail reception
mm-hmm.
at Tony's Corner Pocket. I believe they had a dinner reception for their members at Reva's. And they had a wonderful auction, talent.
Wow.
The Corner Pocket Divas were there at Tony's Corner Pocket.
They were, of course.
And it was a nice group of people. Our guests who are sitting left of me were also there in attendance, as well as our wonderful producer here. So
okay, well, maybe we should save the calendar for when we feature them after we do this.
That would be wonderful. Okay. I think so, too.
So what else do you have, Jim?
Well, I have this Mausoleum Madness hosted by Marquee 24 Doug Weiss on Friday, October the 24th at 10:30 p.m.
Whoa, that's kind of late.
That is kind of late. I thought there was... anyway.
Mausoleum Madness?
Uh-huh.
And where's that happening?
At EJ's.
Oh, EJ's.
Right, at 10:30.
On what day?
Friday, October 24th.
Wow. That's kind of unusual, isn't it?
That's what I'm thinking.
Isn't that going to run into the strip night?
I don't know.
Well, maybe they're just going to have old strippers.
I don't know.
Mausoleum Madness.
Exactly. Exactly. Pulling off their mummy wrappings. Seeing the old crib come.
Use Confederate money when you tip.
Well, you know that's the Emperor of the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star Inc. of Houston.
Oh.
Galveston, North America, Western Hemisphere, planet Earth.
Yes, they are all around us.
Mm-hmm.
They are watching us. The eyes are upon us. Because they're also going to have a Raw in Black hosted by Imperial Prince 24 Falcon.
Ooh.
Of the same organization.
Mm-hmm.
And Duke 24 Chris Volk, a.k.a. Sushi.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be on Saturday, October the 25th at 10:30 p.m. at Club Adam. Is that
That's that new one.
Down south?
Mm-hmm.
BFE South.
It's in Clear Lake, isn't it?
Clear Lake. That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
It's Webster.
Webster. It's Webster?
It's Webster.
Thank you.
Oh, see.
Well, it's nice if CeCe finally has a career. I mean, the show has been over for 20 years.
Yeah. Well, anyway, speaking of careers being over, they are having a zombie ball as well.
No kidding.
They really are. They're bringing out all the dredges of society. Imperial Prince 24 Falcon on Sunday, October the 26th at 8 p.m. at the BRB. Brazos River Bottom, downtown.
Mm-hmm.
What a nice establishment.
Oh, it is.
It really is. Nice and airy as well. But that is from Eresis, the Empire of the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star Inc. of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
What a nice group of people. Would you like me to share this last bit of information?
I would love it.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to read everything on here. I'm just going to highlight.
Yeah, some of it.
Yeah, yeah. We would like to congratulate the new president and webmaster of Sundance Cattle Company.
Oh, yes.
Michael Gradman.
Yes.
We were with him this evening at Tony's Corner Pocket during the HAB cocktail room reception.
Oh, I bet you were. Yes.
Yes, yes. And so we got to meet Michael Gradman. He did say that he is the new president.
Mm-hmm. And actually, he's a new member, so he needs some help. And
yes, he does.
He's asking for help.
Yes, and if I'm not mistaken, the Whips, NLA, and the Colts.
Well, they'll put him in shape.
They
Whips
did.
Will.
They helped him with his cocktail party.
Ah.
So it was very nice to see the clubs come around a member who was in need of help. So, and that's all I have over here, except for the two individuals to my left.
Okay, well, Chris has some stuff.
Oh, Chris, thank you.
You had brownies?
I didn't have time to go home and bake any.
Damn.
People just love me for my brownies. I have a body, too. Like,
yes,
you couldn't notice.
More, please.
He doesn't know the third line yet?
No.
Halloween. God, I can't believe I did that.
Oh, my. You did that.
Dog show on Sunday.
Sunday.
October 22nd from 3 to 6 over at Tony's Corner Pocket.
That seems to be the place to be here lately.
Yes.
Benefiting Pet Patrol. These are pets with four legs.
Ooh.
Awards for best costume, pet and owner lookalike, best pet trick, silent auction, hot dogs, and more. Pet Patrol is a 501c3 organization. You can find out more about them at thepetpatrol.org.
Who's providing the hot dogs?
I think my group is.
That would be?
The Big Men's Club.
Aha, uh-huh. Houston,
yeah.
Big Men's Club.
We're slinging weenies.
You're going to sling your weenies around there. Okay.
Well, yeah. I saw some of the dancers over there at Tony's, and they could use a weenie to sling.
Ooh, ouch.
At least, you know, they need...
Fluff it? They need fluffing, is that what you said?
Fluff it, a ring, duct tape, roll the quarters, I don't know.
Okay.
Hey, if the bitches aren't going to come to me, then I'm going to trash them. The magic is back for November 1st. Halloween magic returns to take a final bow at the Edward Hornberger Conference Center, 2151 West Holcomb in the Houston Medical Center. Tables are still available. 20 years have passed since the event had its humble beginnings in 1988 as a series of dinner parties held to raise funds for HIV/AIDS organizations. In 91, the parties evolved to an evening cocktail party with table seating and a performance of an original show written by a group of the organizers. The Roxy Horror Beauty Shop was the first show and began an annual event that became one of the most popular fundraisers of the year. In 2004, Halloween Magic reached the $1 million mark in funds distributed to the area. This year's benefit will be for Legacy Community Health Services, Assisters, and Pet Patrol. In addition to the Saturday evening show, there will be a silent auction, appetizers, beverages, and a private dinner for table sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Say the price?
The price is... This is pricey, folks. Tickets are $100 and $175, as I recall.
And table is $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
For more information about purchasing a table or ticket, contact Halloween Magic at 713-226-2342 or go to halloweenmagic.org.
I guess the $5,000 table is for dinner and the show, and if the $100 and the $175 tickets are just the show.
Houston Pride Band Fall Concert has been rescheduled.
Yes, we need to let folks know about that because we've been promoting it.
Godzilla Eats the Houston Pride Band.
Ooh.
I think I saw that on XTube. Has been rescheduled for Friday, November 14th at 8.
Friday.
No, the concert will be held at Resurrection MCC, 2025 West 11th Street, with doors opening at 7:30. You can get your tickets online at thehoustonprideband.org.
Mm-hmm.
The fall concert, they will take on the King of Monsters as he mambos, tangos, and ravages his way through the Las Vegas Strip in the symphonic dramedy,
My.
Godzilla Eats Las Vegas.
Well, I tried that once.
Eating Las Vegas?
Well, just the men.
Oh. Mm. So, for, like I said, more information, go to HoustonPrideBand.org. And as we always say on here, if you can beat it, bang it, or blow it, you belong in a band.
There you go.
Two more things I wanted to go.
Okay. I want to congratulate Jenny LaRue over at Crocker. She recently had a thing going of getting teddy bears for children with AIDS. And they announced tonight that she collected over 1,300 teddy bears. With the help of Mail You Wear down on Lower Westheimer, helped her with that.
That was through the Osito Foundation.
Yes, I couldn't remember that.
Spanish for little bear.
Is it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I didn't
also
know.
Also is Spanish. Ito means little.
Why would I know that? Okay.
No, I'm not a bear. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes, it is.
And what better way to show you care about your mother, grandmother, sister, aunt, or friend than with a beautiful scarf that's a gentle and beautiful reminder to them to be checked often for breast cancer.
I beg your pardon. The scarf is going to remind you to get a mammary, your mam's.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks
squished?
For the memories.
Uh-huh.
There's three styles. There's a floating ribbon, which is pink ribbons and a blue scarf.
Oh, because it has the pink ribbon on it.
It has smaller pink ribbons on a white scarf, and then there's a black and white with pink called a texture ribbon. These scarves make a beautiful gift for any season or a special occasion. They're $20, and all the profit goes to Legacy Community Health Services for the Women's Health Program.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
And this is put on by the Patriarch of Montrose, Lloyd Powell.
Mm-hmm.
For more information, you can contact him on email at reallloyd@comcast.net.
And that's,
Lloyd is with one L.
Yes.
But you type in two because it ends with real.
Real Lloyd, yeah.
R-E-A-L-L-O-Y-D. Or Realloyd.
And I bought two of those myself this evening from Lloyd.
Did you know?
They're beautiful.
They're lovely.
And they're going to be Christmas gifts for my sisters because of that.
Ooh.
Boys and girls out there in Ready Land, the scarves are flawless.
They are beautiful. I saw them at the HCC meeting.
Oh, and they are worth every penny and great for a Christmas gift. Think about that.
Yes.
And one-stop shopping for all those females in your life.
That's right. Make it easy on yourself.
Yes, yes.
And I'll throw this one out because it's be appropriate with who our guests are. ICOH, the Space City Empire, Enthronement 7, From Goth to Grandeur, a Rocky Horror Holiday and Imperial Costume Ball, benefiting Bay Area Omega Dental Clinic and Hospice Programs. Honoring Apollo Emperor Jeff Wallace and Gemini Empress Rose will be on November 21st at the Crown Plaza Hotel downtown.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be awards, there'll be dinners, there'll be bars, there'll be buffets, and special guests. You can go to spacecityempire.org to find out more information, or you'll just listen in for a little bit, and I've got a feeling these two know something.
Yes, because Regina Dane is this year's chair of the board. Did I get that right?
Yes, please.
Okay. Oh, my.
Oh my God, you've killed Jimmy.
I love it when I can do that.
He usually gags like that on the big ones.
Oh. Oh, then thank you ever so much. More, please. Are you all right?
No.
You've known him for how long, and you're just now asking if he's right?
I know he's not right, but I was asking if he was all right.
Yes, I'm okay. I'll be okay.
He's as close to it as he's going to get.
Yes. And along with Regina, we have Christopher Prado.
Hello.
The newly elected monarch. Well, elected. How exactly do you? What exactly is your title?
Right. The official one, not the ones people call you.
Because it's very long and involved.
Let me take a deep breath.
Okay.
His most exalted serene highness, Imperial Crown Prince Royal Apollo Emperor Elect.
Ah, Apollo Emperor Elect.
He has that written
Christopher Prado
baseball cap.
You would have to.
He was staring up the whole time.
It's just too involved. I know. Anyway,
and Jim was on the other side of the room, so I knew that wasn't what was causing his eyes to roll back.
You were just talking about
business cards.
The ball, which is taking place on November 21st, and that's when the old monarch step down and the new monarch step up.
Old.
Oh. Yes. The front, like from last year.
Predecessors.
Yeah.
Oh, a big
they
word.
Go to Wuzzy Land. And that's when Christopher will step up as the new emperor, Apollo Emperor, and his cohort will be Regina Dane as
who didn't
Gemini
stay in Wuzzy Land, but I thank you very much for not staying in Wuzzy Land.
One more time. One more time around the block.
There you go.
Third time's the charm.
So, why don't you all talk about what you've been doing this evening?
Oh, well.
Because both of you were at the Houston.
We got pictures.
Uh-oh.
Glad you can't see the pictures.
There was refreshing beverages involved.
Yes.
As well as much munching on cake.
Yes.
Deep munching.
Yes.
Hard munching.
Yes. I enjoyed some cake this evening.
What color were the cocktails tonight?
Actually, all of them were either red or pink.
Actually, all of them were pink. She didn't look at it correctly. All of them were pink except for the last two that were purple.
There was a purple one.
It was black currants.
And they were kind of reddish.
Wow. Wow.
I wasn't looking at them. I was just drinking them.
They weren't in eyesight long enough.
No, they weren't.
Exactly. That's what happened to them. They're free.
See? That's the point.
Free is good.
And Chris, you were at that event too, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Chris Harrison.
You're Christopher, I'm Chris. Of course, remember, this is the night of 1,000 Chris.
Yes.
Yes, Chris Jimmy?
Exactly.
Bringing you back to the days of Jim Squared.
There you go. Yes, we're all will be Jim.
Now all will be Chris.
Now all will be Chris.
About
I don't know. He's just the Christopher to me.
Yeah, I can never remember my name is Christopher.
Cubby's easier.
Yeah. No, I swear.
Is easier.
If I have to sign Christopher, it's weird. I sign Chris, dot the I, then Topher. I can't.
Never.
Top her.
Never.
Top her. Or top him.
I didn't think so.
No, thank you.
The only time I get my fish is when I go to Captain D's. Thank you.
Gotcha. Well, like I said, you were at this event this evening, weren't you?
I have some vague recollection of that.
He was being a good boy.
Damn it.
No, I don't believe that.
Well, I wasn't getting any attention. There was a, well.
You were imbibing on some refreshing beverages, weren't you?
I was helping slinging cocktails, yes. And then it was the inspiration for making the trash can punch afterwards.
Oh.
Which was fabulous.
It was so sad pouring that stuff down the drain. The sink looked happy, but I, we had a lot left over.
I see. Why would that be?
I don't know. It was the night when all people got too drunk.
More receptions than were necessary?
Yes.
Very true.
Yes, please.
Very true. Very true. And they were back to back, but you know what? I have to.
It's more fun front to front.
Exactly. Yeah, front to front, back to back, or upside down.
Yeah.
But I have to admit, it was nice to see the clubs get together and just help each other. And have the camaraderie and the social, just to help out. And
absolutely correct.
A lot of people were still left after,
Yes.
I left when the dancers came. And so there were still a lot of people there that were enjoying the festival.
Yeah. When Lillian
the dancers were coming?
When Lillian was kicking that one boy off the stage.
Why would she do that?
Because he was crowding her space.
He was
performing on the stage while they were playing her intro.
That's right.
Oh, no. Never, never try to upstage a drag queen.
You'll get hurt.
Yes, ma'am.
But it was not nice to see everybody just socializing and not out there for, one thing or another to try to get a buck here or there. They were just, working together and in harmony. It was nice to see that.
Congratulations to the Bears on having a wonderful anniversary party tonight. It was a fabulous time.
Yeah.
Which one was it?
14?
Yeah, 14.
Wow.
14 years.
That's a nice, that's good.
Uh-huh.
They did the whole booty pirate thing for 14. Can you imagine what 15 is?
Ooh.
I know. Yes, we had to. The first cocktail party, they had given their cocktail a fancy pirate name.
Mm-hmm.
So, and something called Bloody Shipwreck.
Ooh. Yeah.
So,
the Misfits.
So, when ICOH, we did our traditional. Strawberry lemonade cocktail.
From the Rain 6.
For Rain 6, strawberry lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
They said, oh, but doesn't it have a pirate name? And I was like, oh, my God. Okay, we'll call it Rosie Booty. Because it was Rose's recipe.
Rosie Booty.
Rosie Booty.
That works.
It was good, too.
Did you just say that the Misfits were there?
Yes.
Having a reception? Because they also, they must have had theirs early, because they were bartending over at the Ripcord that night.
They ran over there then.
They were the very first cocktail.
Mm-hmm. Ah, thank you.
We divided our members up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because our guys were doing burgers.
Because a friend of mine is going to join the Misfits.
Oh.
He's becoming a pledge.
He's a pledge.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah.
And what does the pledge have to do?
He doesn't know yet, but he's going to let me know as soon as he finds out, so I can tell the world.
He's that boy that turned 40 yesterday.
He's that one.
Gilbert Luna.
Who would have guessed?
Morty.
Oh, no. Him?
Yeah.
A misfit? Well, okay, yeah.
Well, duh. Okay.
That's like saying Nelly about me. Yeah. Hello.
Poor. Well, yeah, Gilbert did turn 40, the big 4-0.
Yeah.
Doesn't look a day of 40.
No, he doesn't.
No. Maybe. No, I'm serious. I don't think so. You know, if you get him in the right bar light.
He probably has about 40 piercings now.
Age. I don't even look my age. People think I'm 27.
No one thinks that.
It's not that dark in a bar.
19.
It's not that dark in a bar.
What is the unit of measurement we associate with the number 27?
AOL.
Oh, okay.
The only way I look 19 is maybe in the maze at Midtown Spa.
Oh.
And
it's really dark there.
Oh, well, see, now we wouldn't know that.
Were you in the back room at the Misfits Ball with Randy?
Randy,
oh wait, that was Buddy Thompson.
Oh, no, I wasn't there.
There is a story there.
I'll bet there
we'll
is.
We'll tell you later. Yes. Oh, Jimmy, it's a story you want to hear.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, there is a story from the Misfits Ball. She was a Misfit virgin this year. Yes, it was my first time. I mean, it was their 10th anniversary. It was the first year that I've ever attended the Misfits Ball.
And you will be at every single one after this.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful. Oh, yeah.
She's great. Even been asked to make sure that she's at Bear Watch this year. Coming up.
Hey.
Oh. They're going to bring out
it's because I was so good at eating cake this
evening. I see.
You see all the icing around her lips?
I saw you just munching up and down on that piece of chocolate.
It wasn't chocolate cake.
It was
marble cake.
Marble cake,
yes.
It was leche.
And you were eating it so hard.
I try. I do what I can. But she did... He did keep his cap clean.
I know, just because he turned it around to the back.
Yeah.
That's a trick for
you. When you have a new hat, you have to make sure it stays pristine.
Right. That's an old arcade trick. Yeah.
Jimmy, do you like our hats? Our
I
caps?
Love those hats. Those are gorgeous.
Thank you.
Sparkly and pink and black.
Just a little Nelly. I'm wearing the Nelly version.
Because it's pink.
Yes. The back half is pink. The day when we were shopping, he said, "Don't you want a pink one?" I said, "No, I'll take the butch black version."
Now, how can you call that butch with all that sparkle on there?
Because it's all black.
Oh. It's
as butch as we can get with this hat.
Well,
and it's butch because she's not in face, so this is... Can
right.
I say that? Can I say the other form of Richard?
Yeah.
This
well,
is,
I don't know.
When
he's in drab, dressed
is,
as a boy.
This is Dick. It's no longer Richard when Richard's out. When Richard's out, just call him, "Hey, Dick." They have just
everybody's attention.
I just cannot do that. I'm sorry.
No, you'll probably say, "Hey, Regina." I do.
You're kidding.
It takes some getting used to, even on my part. Because I grew up, actually, I was named after my grandfather, and my grandfather actually went by Dick all my life.
Well, don't you know by Dick?
And so everybody in my family, like, wanted to do that, and I was like, "Oh no."
So,
and look at you now.
As a youth, you turned down Dick.
Yes. As a youth, I turned down Dick and wanted just to be Richard. And now
she praises the Dick.
I'm trying to embrace the Dick.
Trying to be one.
I saw that picture. You were succeeding.
Trying to be one.
No, I was being one with the cake.
You never tell a big girl that there's free cake.
Wherever there's cake, I'm
she heard cake. Oh, where?
See? Well, thank you, Dick. That was wonderful.
They were serving cake at the Y.
Oh. Well, yes. Jenny.
Talks amongst yourselves.
Okay, well, you know, just a quick reminder. Okay, this is the KPFT Fun Drive, and don't forget to please call in for your pledges. And we would like for you to call in at 713-526-KPFT. And for those of you who cannot read the dial fast enough, it's 713-526-5738. We have people who are here to take your call. Yes, we do take checks, cash. We do take walk-in payments. We do take charge cards. We take whatever you can give us. Isn't that right, Dick? We can take whatever you can give us.
The phones start ringing.
I know, wouldn't that be nice? Those organizations out there that was at the Bear Social, if you can hear us and would like to make a pledge, please call in now. Or if not, stop on by. We would love to see you. Or you can stop Jimmy or Chris whenever you see them out at the clubs. More than likely see them at Tony's or EJ's, one of those two great establishments, as well as the other fine bars here in the neighborhood of Montrose. You can give them your money right then and there, and they would be more than glad to give it to KPFT 90.1.
We do have one person to thank, Sally.
Hey, Sally!
Long-time listener.
Yes.
Not a virgin. How many virgins do we need this year? I ain't talking about you, virgin. I'm talking about real virgins.
A real virgin? You mean like someone who's never pledged before?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You probably see either two or three.
But
thank you, Sally. She got us on our way.
Yes, thank you so much. And Sally has been listening to this show faithfully for many years.
And can you say faithfully and this show in the same sentence? Without blasphemy occurring?
Yeah. Well, there's all kinds of different faithfuls. And I'm not talking Marianne.
Oh.
Anyway.
No. Okay, I'm the youngest one in the room that got that, Joe.
Every once in a while, I'll be talking about something I said on the show, or you said on the show, or somebody said on the show, and Sally will pop up and say, yeah, I heard that. And then they went, da-da-da-da, and it's like, wow, you really do listen.
Oh, great. So we need a witness for the prosecution.
Something like that.
So you can call 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT, or... If you want to get the FBI, who's been tracking you for where you've been going on those porn sites, click over to kpft.org. You can place your pledge there safely and securely.
Ooh.
On the net. You know, just you can keep the porn in the left window. It'll take you about 2 minutes. So by the time the X2 video fully downloads to your computer, you can make your pledge of support.
Exactly. He went there.
Yes, he did.
Give me 5 seconds and 7 keystrokes. I could be there, too.
How many keystrokes?
7.
And it's more than that.
7's a fat
3,
number.
3.
Oh, stop!
So pledge, please.
7 months. Because if not, you know, then we'll start doing like the daytime. 713-526-5738. 713-8.
Yeah, that's what I love about our listeners. So many times we just open the show and say, okay, it's pledge drive. You know, give us a call at 713-526-5738. Pledge your support, and we can go on with the show. And they do it.
Mm-hmm. And remember, the one thing we do is the cocktails for KPFT.
I beg your pardon.
Give up one cocktail a month for KPFT.
Yes.
Your liver will thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's $5 a month.
I wish I'd done that tonight.
Well, they were no, because they were free tonight. I want you to give up the $5 ones.
But
that comes out to, what, $60 a year?
Mm-hmm.
Really,
what do you get for 60?
Well, you know, you can come into the show here and we've got our special prize.
Oh, yes.
Operators are standing by.
Actually, they're sitting by.
Leaning by.
Let's see.
And some are.
Offer premiums from general or KPFT premium lists. Okay.
And, Jimmy, do you remember, as he's looking through there, do you remember when I mentioned before the last time I was here for the pledge bar?
Yes.
How many cars I see on the road with the bumper sticker?
Mm-hmm.
90.1. Those of you who have it.
It's pretty amazing.
Exactly. $1. From everybody that has that.
I can travel anywhere in Houston and see a KPFT bumper sticker.
You don't leave the loop.
I said I could. I didn't say I did.
The air is too thin outside for him.
For at the $60 pledge, we have the new KPFT Dove logo T-shirt.
Ooh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Small, medium, and large.
Yeah.
Like it's going to fit me or Chris, you know.
Well, yeah. Here's something that'll fit us. The for $50, you get the KPFT grocery tote bag.
That's
cute. That's so green.
It's very green.
For $60, you can also get Bob Dylan live at WBAI from May 1962.
No kidding.
That's a good CD.
Oh,
that seems like
my God.
Best from the Vault, MP3 Volume 1.
That's when he was just starting out. Do you realize that?
Pacifica's Classic Recordings MP3 Sampler CD. From the Vault Series Civil Rights, Vault Series U.S. History, Vault Series 68, Arts and Literature Vault Series.
Well, Chris, while you're looking at that, our guest over here is probably going to present you and Jimmy with a donation, a cash donation.
I'll figure out the forms. We'll get forms in here.
Yes, yes. So bring in a form so that we can get donations from our guests. Listeners, that's what it takes. You know, our guests even want to give.
I'm going to give you my tips from my show from Wednesday night.
Yeah, and we appreciate that. And that's the thing, you know, we go through this several times a year. But it's something like with the courts do there. It's a dollar at a time. And it's amazing what happens when that dollar at a time comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And what it can build to.
Exactly. So,
and you know, now that we are growing more, we're better transmitter out there. We've got high definition radio now.
Mm-hmm.
We're broadcasting in high definition, which I'll have to do that little spiel at the top of the hour, let y'all know of that. But once again, 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT. And that, you can get a pledge of support. There's other gifts we have at higher levels. Can we have the cranker? I love talking about the cranker.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that would have came in good with the ice.
Yes.
That would have came in good.
Do you know Hot and Bothered tonight tripled their goal?
Wow.
Tripled it.
Hell, some days we'd like to just do a third.
I know. I know. And I'm just amazed at that. Not because it's anything reflecting
on
the show. I love Hot and Bothered. I think it's a great show with great people.
Yeah, but see, she has a gimmick. What she does, you've heard like the walkathons where you pledge a dollar for every mile you walk.
Yeah.
She gets pledges for every cuss word she says.
Oh.
That's how she's able to triple her goal.
Wow.
Yeah.
No wonder.
And cussing. Oh, wow.
$75 gets you a KPFT mug. $90 gets you the KPFT peace shirt in either unisex or ladies.
Mm-hmm.
There's a baseball cap at $90.
Did you talk about the green totes?
Yes. 50 for one, 75 for two, or 100 for five.
Yeah, now that's the deal.
That's
And it's huge.
16 by 20 by 6 inches.
Oh. Wow.
Can you say that number again?
6 inches deep.
Yes. 6 inches deep.
Oh, Chris,
16 inches high. And 20 inches wide.
Wow.
Mm. Let's all do
it. Chris, when you quote numbers, I really like it.
And
can we have a cigarette now?
I need one.
And let's put this one. And for 6 inches, you know, that's only $50 to get 6 inches. You're not going to get that kind of price down on
any
street.
Corner.
You pick a corner, you're not going to get 6 inches.
Well, you will at Mary's.
Yeah. And this is,
but you take a chance.
But,
oh yeah.
But see, this 6 inches will work now and later.
Oh.
Yeah. $75 gets you two of them, and $100 gets you five.
Five. I know they're fabulous.
Wow. That sounds like a group.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
They don't have the crankers anymore.
Crankers?
Yeah, remember?
Oh, the crank radios.
Crank radios.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know, Jimmy, I wasn't talking about you.
Well, no. Crankers, wankers, you know.
Well, we can't sell Jimmy, though.
Oh, no, no.
No, I've already been sold.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
To the lowest bidder.
Hey.
Yes. He's a house sitting.
Husband.
House husband.
And that number with your pledge of support would be 713-526-5738.
Okay. Eroticism and pornography CD.
What?
Oh, I'm on it. How much is it?
$60. You can get eroticism and pornography from the KPFT archives.
Whoa! Yes, look at this. Wow. Jim Squared. Remember you were talking about Jim Squared? Mr. Vaughn now has a working computer, and he is listening to us right now on the web.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Hey. Moo! He's up there in north of Tulsa with the cows.
Oklahoma, where the...
Yes.
Well...
So, welcome, Jim. We miss you.
Mm-hmm. It's the top of the hour. So I have to tell you that you're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Now broadcasting in high-definition radio. If you want to find out more about what's going on KPFT Channel 2, check out kpft.org.
Can we hear a little music?
I think
for
so.
A little break?
And hopefully we're going to have some more information about one of the performers you're going to hear in this next song.
John Ginoli.
You got my email?
I got your email.
We got to talk.
We got to talk.
We're going to try on that.
John Ginoli is the originator of Pansy Division.
And so this is from the Rocky Horror Punk Rock Show. Pansy Division singing, I Can Make You a Man.
Woo!
And while you're listening to that... 713-526-5738.
God!
Oh, a weakling. Weighing 98 pounds. Will get sand in his face when kicked to the ground.
Stop
and
it.
Soon in the gym with a determined chin. The sweat from his pores as he works for his cause will make him glisten and gleam.
Ah.
And with massage and a little bit of steam, he'll be pink and quite clean.
He'll be a strong
nutritious, high protein, and swallow raw eggs.
Yeah.
Try to build up his shoulders, his chest, arms, and legs.
Such an effort!
He'll do press-ups and chin-ups. Do the snatch, clean, and jerk. He thinks dynamic tension must be hard work.
Such strenuous living, I just don't understand. That just seven days, I can make you a man.
Billy Ray was the preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, that's when Billy would take me walking. In the backyard we'd go walking, and then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. Only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. He was
what
he was.
What?
Ooh. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I've tried. When he started sweet talking to me, coming to wonder if everything is alright. Kiss and tell me now everything is alright. Can we get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Was in his eyes, stealing kisses from me on the side, taking time to make time, telling me he's all mine, learning from each other's knowing, looking to see how much we've grown, and the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man, the only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man.
Well, this is just a little pagan place, and you're all down. today my sister sucked it too. The legendary Donna died. The day Donna sucked it too, the Oakland cat it again. Yeah. Miss Fanning, whatever. Mm-hmm. Is that it? Is that it?
Well, is that it? Triple shot of covers. Last one there was Mark Allen Smith, Harbor Valley PTA, for Oaklawn PTA. Jeff Krasner, Son of a Preacher Man, before that. And Pansy Division, I Can Make You a Man, from the Rocky Horror Punk Rock. Let me turn your mics off. Oh. And you're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. And it is our pledge drive. I want you to call in once again, 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT.
And we have a guest pitcher who just stopped by the studio.
Well, actually, I just got off my set. I've been filming all weekend, and I play a priest in an orange jumpsuit with handcuffs, leg irons, and chains. It's like real life, except I don't have a heavy breathing acolyte.
Is this a documentary or
no? It's a film. It's a film about a future form of government. It's kind of a V for Vendetta attitude, except the religionists are on the other side, and I am here. Yeah, and we're struggling against an oppressive government for liberty. And a friend of mine cast me in it, and we film at night in an empty parking lot.
Oh.
In a, like one of those enclosed parking lot with all the concrete walls, kind of set up the 1984 ilk. But I was driving home from the set and afraid that I would get stopped in this orange jumpsuit and I'd have to reach for my jeans where my wallet is, and that could cause, you know, the gun officer would pull his gun, and so I decided I needed to refuge in a sanctuary. But I heard you pitching, and I realized that I've been doing that on the prison show, too, and I thought that I would drop by and ask the listeners of this program to make a pledge in support of After Hours. Now, I don't know if I've ever done this on After Hours before. I come by and help Larry Winters pitch, and I help
I don't think you have,
Jack
actually.
And Crowd pitch. You're on so late, and I go to bed so early, unless they've got me in some cockamamie thing. But I think it's very important that the people who are listening to this program right now, which are usually a bunch of gay and lesbian people that I don't normally talk to, and transgender people, because your hours are different from mine.
Right.
And I don't know who keeps voting me for those things in Outsmart, but apparently I did rather well again this year. And that's amazing that people live in a looksist and ageist society would continue to remember my name in those polls when I'm relatively quiet and
you
not,
have been quiet
right
lately.
But
just think of it as a lifetime achievement award.
Well, what I want to tell you is that you are celebrating more liberty than we could have imagined.
Oh, absolutely.
In the 60s and the 70s and certainly in the 50s when I came out. I came out at Galena Park High School in 1958. Can you imagine how bad Galena Park High School is now? Think back to 1958. I mean, we didn't have any surfers. It was all goat ropers. And I came out in that environment, and nobody made fun of me.
And, you know, I met you 10 years later.
Sure.
And it still was a society where gay people were deeply, deeply closeted.
Mm-hmm.
You were the first person I ever met who was out of the closet.
Yeah, and you were the first person I ever met that I didn't embarrass. So you were ready at the time.
I was ready.
And I want you to know that folks, you enjoy a world that is hard to imagine. And if you lean back and you take a sociocultural look at this, no movement in history has come so far so fast.
You're right.
In one generation, we have come from being the social anathema of the world in which we live to something significantly accepted.
From being deeply, deeply closeted to now being able to get married in three
states.
Well,
the sin that dare not speak its name, which is a phrase out of the 20s, will not shut the, I can't use that word on radio,
yeah.
up.
will not shut up. Shut the FCC up.
Yeah. Will not shut the FCC up.
Yeah.
And here we live in Houston, Texas, which is probably not anybody's imagination of the bright spot.
Mm-hmm.
But the next mayor of this city is going to be the first openly lesbian mayor of a major city in this country.
Yep.
And we are about to reach that point. That did not happen by accident.
No.
And one of the reasons that did happen is the radio station in which we are in right now.
Mm-hmm.
I am the only co-founder of this radio station still active in the community, and I'm the only ex-manager welcome in the building.
That's about right.
And I have survived Pacifica politics, probably not in spite of the fact that I'm gay, but because of the fact that I'm gay. Because the emergence of gay people in this form of the media coincided with the availability of a place where we could exercise enough freedom to be ourselves without shame. Now, way back whenever I did Wildenstein, which was an earlier version of Queer Voices, I opened the phones every week. I baited them to call. I wanted the hecklers. I wanted the rednecks. I wanted them to call.
Wow.
Because I had enough experience that I could handle all of their slurs.
Mm-hmm.
Subsequent people that do that show just, you know, that they don't want to be bothered with all of that crap. I wanted that crap because all of my life I have wanted to answer people who are narrow-minded and prejudiced and unforgiving, who hold grudges and hates and fears that other people do not need to put up with. So as you listen to this show now, I want you to go to the telephone and call 713-526-5738 because this radio program is an example of the exercise of liberty that you will not, cannot have. On, oh, they'll play some gay music for you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of make fun of it, or on the current AM talk shows, they'll ridicule you all day. As a matter of fact, they've even got token gay people that call in, so that who also ridicule gay people,
yeah.
so that they can claim that ridiculing gay people is still fun. We don't ridicule gay people. We're just gay folks in here having a good time.
That's right.
And if we laugh at ourselves, that's part of our having a good time. But if you laugh at me, you best do so as an insider, because I don't put up with that crap.
Not anymore.
Nor will I ever. I want to congratulate all of you that are listening, because there are not many cities or many radio stations where this kind of freedom and this kind of open-mindedness is tolerated. I want you to deal with your fears. I want you to deal with your prejudices. I want you to deal with your hate and give it up. Because as ye live, so will others live toward you. So if you're holding racism or any other form of prejudice, give it up. Because it will haunt you more than it will the object. And congratulations on your freedom. I hope some of you who may be on your way from home and don't have your cell phone, you've run out of battery trying to figure out how to text the person across the bar.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to do that. And there's one thing while I've got this audience in mind. There has been called to my attention by the Houston Health Department that we've had an occurrence of more HIV infections among young people. And so there's a meeting this week, coming week, where we're going to get together over the Transgendered Community Center.
Oh, yes.
With the Houston Health Department, and we're going to explore new ideas of how to address that. Now, I put in 8-year service on the community planning group, which is about prevention, so I've term limited out, but I'm going in for this seminar because, listen, kids, play, have a wonderful time, leave with wonderful memories, but do so safely. And thank you, Jimmy, for letting me come in.
You bet. You bet.
Now, if I can make it home in this jumpsuit without getting arrested.
Well, you don't.
Chris, you have a good night.
You don't live far, so you'll do all right. 713-526-5738. That was Ray Hill, the grandfather of gay life, gay politics, certainly in Houston. Long history. So, back to the show. Where were we?
I think we were going to talk to our guests.
Ah!
We have our guest here, Jimmy and Chris, and they would like to share some information with us.
Yes. Is it time for the ICOH calendar?
I believe it is.
You got time?
Drum roll. It's going to be short and sweet and to the point, I hope.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes.
Oh, my. Go ahead, Dick. Where do we begin? We have so many things going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that so many people, because of Ike, have been rescheduling a lot of events.
Oh, yes.
ICOH is not the least of them. But we've had to reschedule a large portion of our events, but we want to run through them really, really, really quickly.
Okay.
It's between now and the end of November, and I know that sounds like a long period of time.
But it is. It's only like 6 weeks.
At least November 22nd.
Oh, well, that's even shorter.
We'll stop at the 22nd.
Okay. Then.
But we'll start we'll just start at the skip over to the 1st of November.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start there. Start marking your calendars. The 1st of November, we'll have our Imperial Turnabout Show.
Oh, boy. That's always fun.
When the male line members take a walk on the wild side.
Mm-hmm.
And express their feminine entities.
Pretty sad.
Well, pretty is debatable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
And then, do we have anything in between? I don't know. Then we'll skip over. But we'll jump right into our enthronement week and a half official events on November 14th.
Mm-hmm.
We kick off into enthronement week with Mission Accomplished, celebrating the accomplishments of the reigning Apollo Emperor Jeff Wallace and Gemini Empress Rose.
And there's many accomplishments that they have made.
Oh, there is.
Yes.
That would be. And then the next night, we have a very, very special event on the November the 15th. We're resurrecting something we did year before last. A big community fundraising event called Dragon with the Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Her Imperial Majesty Chanel Cartier will be putting on that, where she brings in local
community members,
community celebrities who are gonna cross over and get in drag to raise money for charity.
Now, these are community leaders who do not normally do drag.
Exactly.
Ooh.
When we did this before, we had people from the Gay Pride Week, mm-hmm, and the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
And a lot of other,
mm-hmm, quite a few other organizations.
Community members who were willing to take
put on the pantyhose and the bra and the hair and make a dollar for charity.
And take on that task. And we hope that this event will be just as successful. That's why we kind of have made it part of that enthronement week, to just make it much more festive.
Oh, yes.
On the 16th, November the 16th, Jeff and Rose will be having their awards reception and ceremony at Tony's Corner Pocket. They'll be giving out a lot of their awards and thank yous for the year they've had.
What time does that start? Do you know?
It starts at 4 p.m.
Okay.
I think, is that correct?
That is correct. That is actually the night that some of those funny titles that some of us have gotten in the past are given out, such as, like, wanted to go run off to join a circus and...
Most likely to own a bookstore.
Exactly. Most likely to be found next to a dumpster.
Yes.
Yes, and of course, you know the biggest one that everyone strives to get, that it's been a few select that get it every year.
Slut of the Year?
Well, no, not that one. The other one.
The B word. The B word.
Oh.
I thought you were talking about Slut of the Year.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about bamboo. That's a B, see? Anyway. Oh, I wonder who would get that award.
Some bitch.
Yeah. We can say that on the air?
Yes, we can.
Oh. And we don't mean dog.
There may be a lot of entries in that one this year.
Oh.
Could be, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Could be. Could be.
Yes, please. Then we take a couple of days off. It's even though that's a busy week, we take that.
To regroup.
We regroup. And because that will be on Sunday the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get back into the enthronement official festivities, I would be remiss to remind everybody that the Apollo Emperor-elect will be also celebrating his birthday that week on the November the 18th.
That's true.
37.
So
wow.
So that'll be on Tuesday. But then on Wednesday, the November the 19th, we get back into our high-pitched enthronement festivities with the Members of the Universe show that will be at EJ's, and that with all the ICOH court members will be performing that evening. And the next night, on Thursday, November 20th, we have what we call our Ambassadors of the Universe show, which is all of our out-of-town guests and our local royalty are invited to perform at a show at Tony's Corner Pocket starting at 7 p.m.
What happens after that, Regina?
Oh, well, right after the show, we will be having a bar tour.
Oh, my.
We rent a bus and we take our guests around town to show them a good time. But the highlight of that bar tour, of course, I can promote this because I wear many hats. Is that
or crowns?
We have an honorary title that we bestow on the bar tour called the Emperor and Empress of Eastside Trash. Myself and Buddy Thompson, we did start that.
Please make sure that you see Buddy Thompson and Regina Dane for specific extra guidelines this year and how to help you get to this title.
Oh, yes.
There was some very imaginative goings on last year.
Can you imagine what this year holds?
Who wanted that title?
Yes. I would like to see more.
Munching.
More, please.
Of what I saw last year.
There was a lot of munching going on.
Munching.
Very much so.
the bathroom at George was quite a happening place.
Yeah, it certainly was. It certainly was.
Well, I have to be blessed because when I became Empress of Eastside Trash, I was the last person on the bus tour. Myself and my Emperor Orland, we were the last two on the bus
tour. They got it the easy way, but exactly. Just by completing the bus tour, they were two of the only individuals that made it through of an entire bus that was full.
Thank you. See, and I didn't have to be carried off the bus like some, and I will not mention names. Let's all think and reminisce about that.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I thank Mr. Jeff Wallace because I was helping carry him back to the hotel as he got cocktailed last year. But he had a fabulous time up to that point.
And ask Christopher how he felt, too. Yes.
Everyone was
cocktail.
Refreshed. From the beverages.
But I understand that I will be taking on a double duty that evening.
Go.
On the bar tour. Well, I also, as in addition to supervising the Emperor and Empress of Eastside Trash Contest, mm-hmm. I have to host the bar tour as the up-and-coming Regent Empress.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. So I have to work overtime that evening. Along with myself, which we have been told tonight that, because we're going to have fabulous Jello shots, and we were told by Her Majesty Rose, no tequila shots. No tequila Jello shots. So we will have fabulous Jello shots on that bus tour. She just asked no tequila.
No tequila, huh?
Sorry, Jeff. Sorry, Dennis. I second that emotion. I hear it makes people break glass. Yes, that's what Her Majesty said. She doesn't do tequila because it makes her break things.
No.
And we wouldn't want that.
No, we wouldn't. No.
It's especially if she's close to her crown.
Absolutely.
But that runs right into the biggest
night, literally right into the
biggest night of all on Friday, November 21st.
Mm-hmm.
ICOH presents Enthronement 7, honoring their most imperial majesties, Jeff Wallace and Gemini Empress Rose. This year's event is entitled From Goth to Grandeur. A Rocky Horror Holiday and Masquerade Ball.
Wow.
It's going to be quite a festive event. I mean, we're encouraging people to...
From goth to grandeur.
That sounds fabulous.
To come in their most...
Big feathers.
Creative.
Top hats.
Creative. Mm-hmm. Either... Masquerade costume or Rocky Horror inspired attire
from Time Warp.
I couldn't their
party hats.
Their majesties. I really really thought that they should arrive as Brad and Janet.
Oh, I do too.
In their underwear.
Of course.
They said no one they
but
couldn't.
They couldn't
do the underwear.
They weren't really buying that.
Why not?
Have you seen them?
I tried.
Have you seen them in clothes?
For the love of God, you know.
That's why I suggested it because I didn't think that Jeff and Rose would look that bad in some
gotta show the girls off.
In the undergarments, and you know. Rose likes to show the girls off.
Modesto.
But they weren't quite fond of that. But the highlight of that evening, I mean, is that, of course, our enthronement festivities are known for that.
For the 5 hours open bar?
For the price of admission, you get a sit-down dinner.
Wow.
5 hours of open bar.
5 hours.
A fabulous show. And a dessert buffet. That's always my favorite.
That most people forget about. So if you want to take home desserts,
There's lots of dessert to take home.
Yeah, there's always a bit of a leftover.
And do people drink responsibly when they go to this 5-hour open bar?
Yeah. Well, we hope they do.
I hope so,
too. But if they don't, we hope that they would get a room at the Crown Plaza Hotel, which is their host hotel for the
event.
Just
$99 a night. Mention Imperial Court of Houston.
That's wonderful. Wonderful.
Yes. Mention Imperial Court of Houston. And you can get this very, very special $99 a night room rate. And we hope you will join us there. And following all of that madness, and it will be fun madness,
mm-hmm.
but the very next day on November the 22nd. Oh, excuse me. I've gotten off calendar.
Mm-hmm.
We will be wrapping up enthronement weekend with our victory brunch.
Where will that be?
At the delicious Arriva's Italian restaurant.
Right here in Montrose.
Right here in Montrose. They've been the host location for our victory brunch for quite a few years, and we appreciate them. It's always delicious. And then we have a bit of a break during the day, so you can take maybe a disco nap and recover. And then at 8 o'clock that Saturday evening, we'll have our victory show hosted by...
Whoever's still surviving.
That's what I'm thinking.
Their past...
Whoever doesn't do a lot of Jaeger during the day.
Perhaps whoever who hasn't celebrated too much... No, Christopher and I will be there.
The first person is on a Gatorade drip in the afternoon.
Whoever else is there, Christopher and I will be there.
Because I was thinking, the people that I know, they may not be able to make it through brunch.
Well, of course they will. They'll have a good little lunch, dinner.
They'll have a nice brunch. Then they'll have to go home and have a disco nap, and then have a snack, and then come out for the victory show.
And where will that be?
That victory show is going to be at 8 p.m. at EJ.
Oh, another nice establishment here in the Montrose area. We do like EJ's. Thank you, Ed, for making it such a wonderful establishment for the past 20-plus years. And that sounds like a fun-filled week of festivities. When will you guys find the time to slow down and rest?
Monday.
Monday. That was quick and to the point.
Which is kind of odd this year because our enthronement got turned around a little bit. Normally we still are going on Sunday, and you really do have Monday. Technically, we have actually Sunday to really relax and kind of try to catch up on rest, but knowing...
There's no rest for the wicked.
Hello?
There will be for me.
Yes. Regina and I will keep going.
Oh.
And going.
We will.
And going.
Thank you.
Going and going.
Well, it sounds like an exciting end to a wonderful year, and it's an exciting beginning to a new year.
Their Majesties, Jeff and Rose, have done an absolutely wonderful job of being out and being visible. And I can honestly say, as the Apollo Emperor-elect, I'm looking forward to stepping up and taking over the reins after Jeff Wallace. As well as Rose, they've both done really well and been out. And like I've told them before, it's almost time to go and get some rest. And they are so looking forward to it. As Rose said, give me a couple of 30 more days. I haven't looked at my MySpace tonight, but I think it's 31 days or so.
Mm-hmm.
And she's ready to throw the title and say, bye.
And when will the announcing of the monies to Omega House be done?
Actually, at this point in time, we have tentatively scheduled what we call our cotillion mm-hmm. ceremony, when we will name our Reign 7 line members, and they will announce the monies for the beneficiary. That's going to be on December the 13th. That's a Saturday night, December the 13th.
That is wonderful. I like that. You know, they have done so much for the community. I can't even get it out. And we do thank you for coming this evening and sharing your wisdom and your fundraising techniques and just having a good time here. We hope the best for all of you in the new year to come. And we want to remind, Chris and I want to remind everyone, 713-526-5738. Chris, would you like to share something before we go into our next segment?
Well, I got a little bit of music. For some reason, this music was inspiring to me. And I
inspiring how? Healing. What came to mind when you... with that evil, evil, wicked-looking grin?
Just listen to the words and you'll see where my inspiration came from.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll be right back with Gigi. It's time for a little Super 8 cum shot.
Oh, Daddy, when you were in jail, were you anybody's bitch? Oh, Daddy, when you were in jail, were you anybody's bitch? Did a muscle man make you?
Fortunately, there was no squishy sound, so I guess we're okay with that at the end. I told my coworker about that song. I don't know what the topic came about. It's because she goes to school up in, at Huntsville and was talking about the prisons up there. And we were talking about that, and I said, yeah, you know, one of my favorite songs is Oh Daddy, and started telling it to her, and she's like, where do you hear some of these songs?
Well,
because I took in my MP3 player one time and had her listen to some of them, and she was like, where do you get this stuff from? After Hours on KPFT. And we could use your pledge support. We are... I could lie and say that... I could partially tell a lie and say that we are... 2/3 of the weight of our goal.
Oh?
Yeah. Well, there's 3 digits to our goal, and the total we have here is 2 of those digits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, we can lie and say we're 2/3 of the way there.
We are.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
No, but what it is, see, there's 3 digits.
Yeah.
Okay? And we got the second and the third digit.
Oh.
So, that's 2 out of the 3 digits.
Oh, that...
That two-thirds.
Yeah. Oh, so... It kinda
that's
like,
not good.
No.
Are we trying to Enron numbers again?
No.
Well, you know, I've been watching enough of the debates there.
Is this Enron accounting?
It's Enron accounting using AOL inches to figure out your pledge.
Oh, my.
Now, the good news...
Yes?
Yeah, there's three ways that they measure us.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not just length and girth.
Oh.
It's, you know, they also want to know virgins. So we've met our number of pledges.
Mm-hmm.
We've met our number of virgins.
Ooh, good. Yay. Good, good, good.
But what we haven't met is our dollar amount.
Oh.
So.
We need more pledges.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if. I don't know how they expect us queers here in the middle of the night for two pledges to get the amount that they're saying that we should. Let's see. For what we need, we need someone to call in from the vault, 100 hours worth of MP3 music.
Mm-hmm.
Someone for a 1968 Revolution Rewind.
Oh.
Oh, my God. There's actually some gay stuff on there in their radio premium list here. I just looked down and saw a lesbian.
Like what?
Audre Lorde, To Be Young, Black, and Lesbian.
Wow. That's a classic. Absolutely a classic.
And trying to see if anything else here jumps out at me.
What?
Okay, yeah, worst case to play that. We had one request that I would play on the air here, but we can't find the CD.
What is it?
Somebody wants to hear some Sylvester.
Oh!
Do we not have it? Can't find your Sylvester CDs.
Oh, let me look.
Let's see. Where are some other... Trying to see. Looking for queer stuff. Queer stuff... I know we've got queer stuff at the, we'll play it off the net. This one might have something, Sex, Lies, and Civil Rights, The Life and Work of Ida B. Wells. Don't know. And...
I thought that was some of my co-workers from Texas Department of Health and Human Services.
I don't see anything else in here that's... Okay, Vital Gore Vidal.
Oh.
Gore Vidal?
Gore Vidal, yeah.
So, what by him?
That's it. Vital Gore Vidal. It's a 3-CD set.
Excuse me?
Vital Gore Vidal.
Oh. So okay. That must be a compendium of his essays and
Yeah, it's a 3DC set, so you can get up the Gore Vidal for a $120 pledge.
Ooh.
That's all from the Pacifica Radio Archive.
Nice. Very nice.
Got there. Plenty of stuff. Bob Dylan's at $60.
Mm-hmm. That's his 1962 session.
Over at WBAI.
And that was, you know, right as he was becoming a star.
He was emerging from the underground about that time.
So, yeah, it's going to be a little more on the folky side. Because when he started out, he was a folk singer and writer.
He really didn't go electric until later.
Yeah, much
and
later.
It was a big shock to London.
Oh, yeah, it was.
So, 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT. Or you can go to the World Wide Web at kpft.org
mm-hmm.
and place your pledge of support safely and securely.
You may.
There, make sure you put the mark on there for us.
Now, we have in the studio one of our longest running segment hosts.
Ah, yes.
Gigi.
I didn't know it was the longest.
Raven Wilbur. Yes, actually, you.
Oh wow!
You are, you are. I'm trying to think. I don't think there's anybody else.
Yeah,
because we've had segments for many years.
Oh yeah.
But the hosts have changed.
Yeah.
Over time.
Yeah.
And you've been here. You've
Oh, I've been here a long time.
You sure have. You sure have. You started out doing the bisexual segment.
Yeah.
And now we've got you doing, you know, all the fringe stuff.
Oh, yes.
because you're into it. You know about mm-hmm. it. And I, you know, I could sit here and try to talk about radical fairies, but I'm not a radical fairy. I'm not a member. I don't uh-huh. know anything about them.
Yeah.
So we get people like you on.
Oh, yes.
And I know you have been successful in the past in getting a group of radical fairies, which may not have been so radical, but you're doing that again.
Put a call out every so often and see if this group really wants to take off again and be radical.
Well, first of all, we have to find out what a radical fairy is or what a radical fairy isn't.
Yeah.
And I know that's hard to describe because different radical fairy groups or different radical fairies define being a radical fairy differently.
Yeah. Well, one thing about radical fairies mm-hmm. is that there is no definition.
Ah.
You define yourself.
Okay.
And it was started by Howard Hay.
No, Harry.
Harry Hay.
Harry
I'm
Hay,
sorry.
Yeah. Who names. Was a very, very early gay rights activist.
He started
the Medicine Society. Yeah.
And basically,
that's back in the 50s.
Yeah. And when he got kind of booted out of the Medicine Society.
Because he wasn't.
He was a little too radical.
He was a little too radical. He was that was a very conservative group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I kind of have a similar history.
Oh, yeah.
I've been kicked out of gay bars, out of lesbian bars, out of.
Because you're just too radical.
I remember a gay pride one year where I dressed up in leather, mm-hmm. rode my motorcycle
mm-hmm.
to and won the pride events.
Yeah.
In their disclaimer, they said, we do not discriminate against anyone based on gender, sexual orientation, on and on and
right.
on. So I get to the door. I'm in a black leather skirt, dressed to the hilt.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And I'm going to the leather fantasy night.
Ah.
And the guy at the door took one look at me and said, you can't come in.
Why?
Because I didn't look boy enough.
Oh, too androgynous.
And, you know, I didn't wear falsies, but I had all the wrong pokey outy things for wearing a dress.
Okay.
Well, very short leather skirt.
Yeah. I can imagine.
So I've been, you know, I'm a little more radical than a lot of people.
Okay. What do radical fairies do?
Part of what we do is we have campouts
mm-hmm.
Or gatherings, circles.
Mm-hmm.
At the gatherings, what we do is we have what's called a heart circle. And it's where it's basically gay men, gay and bisexual men, can open up
mm-hmm.
and share from their heart.
Okay.
And it gets into kind of the... A lot of radical fairies are pagan or have kind of alternative belief systems. Some don't. Some are atheists.
Yeah.
You know, it's just...
It's kind of open. Kind of a nature-based...
Nature-based. And, okay. In the past, some of the things we've done is had a non-talent show.
Boy, I could win one of those.
Oh, yeah. And we've also had things like I do rituals,
mm-hmm.
run rituals. I've done workshops on male masturbation
mm-hmm.
and teaching techniques.
Yes.
And on Taoist sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
We've done workshops on, you name it, we've done it.
Yeah.
part of the radical fairies is all about kind of reinventing and coming to embrace a whole nother lifestyle. And that's how it pretty much started, was embracing being a gay male.
When I think of a radical fairy, I think of a gay man, nude, in the woods, running around with some sort of pink, shiny silk scarf.
Oh, yeah.
You know, or some headdress, or, you know, some outrageous kind of costume.
Oh, it's amazing, some of the things that people have come up with. It's very creative.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the outfits. And just really...
Is that part of it?
Part of it's dressing up and uh-huh. getting campy. Part of it's just getting a bunch of men together out in the woods
mm-hmm.
and seeing what comes up.
Oh, okay.
Which is always fun.
That's always fun, yes.
And part of what I want to do... I did want to mention that we've got the Earth Spirit Alliance Harvest King Festival okay. coming up this next Thursday through Sunday. And if you want more information about it...
This is ESA?
Yeah, ESA.
Earth Spirit Alliance. Okay, now what does that mean? And who are these people?
They're very Earth-friendly. They're very GLBT-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's a pagan group.
Oh, okay.
And it's where I run the Aphrodite's Temple.
Gotcha.
Which is a sex temple
mm-hmm.
for people to come and not only have sex, but learn about sex
mm-hmm.
and about sacred sex and spiritual sexuality.
Yeah.
In our culture, in the main culture, sex equals sin.
Mm-hmm.
But in the ancient days, sex equals sacred.
Yes.
And that's what temple's all about, is bringing the sacredness back to sex. Celebrating
mm-hmm.
our bodies.
Yeah.
Forming a genital-to-heart connection again.
Yeah.
But I mentioned ESA because that's where I want to have the... I'm going to set up an area for a fairy camp out there
mm-hmm.
for any that want to come and camp out and kind of get radical fairies up and going again.
It sounds like it would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Just to kind of, I don't know, spend a few days out in the woods just exploring how far you can let yourself go.
Oh, yeah. And one of the things that really was special about the Radical Fairy Group was this kind of sense of men sharing with men
mm-hmm.
from the heart, opening up. Some of these men had never talked to that openly.
Yeah.
You know.
About what?
About sexuality, fears, whatever's
okay.
on someone's mind.
Okay.
Also about sex.
Mm-hmm.
Just sharing. We've had many different types of heart circles. Sometimes there's a topic. Sometimes it's just whatever's in your heart to speak to.
Mm.
And basically, we use a talking stick. Everybody listens except the person with the talking stick.
Okay.
And they talk. And often in our culture, we're so busy wanting to plan what we're going to say or talking, a lot of times we don't listen well.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so a part of a heart circle is really not just talking and sharing, but also listening to others and to be heard by others, which is kind of a radical concept.
That is, it is radical, because in so many conversations, you're thinking of your reply
mm-hmm.
while the other person is speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so part of it is being fully present with one another. And it is a more spiritual orientation.
Yeah.
We also do a lot of fun stuff. I mean, we dance naked around the fire.
Ooh.
Which is really awesome. And then we go into sex temple and play.
Ah.
So there's a lot of...
That's really a lot of fun.
But people want to know more about ESA and want to join... Come to the Radical Fairy Camp. Go to earthspiritalliance.org. And they have directions. And
this is this sex that you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of gay, bi, or straight, or anything. It's just...
Anything goes.
Anything goes, yes.
I mean, it is open to the entire festival, the temple.
Mm-hmm.
So we have straight couples, we have gay couples, we have lesbians.
So it's just a matter of...
whoever shows up that night.
And letting yourself be free.
Yeah.
Because so much of our sex revolves around social stigmas.
Oh, yes.
And I think that's what radical fairies in the sacred sex temple try to dispel.
Yeah. And one of the main ritual I'm going to be doing in temple touches on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much on sex, but more focused on sharing kind of an intimacy and a eroticism.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very powerful ritual. Basically, it's opening up to a group and to one other individual within the group,
mm-hmm.
And becoming erotic.
Ooh.
And it becomes very powerful because
do you have straight people who are straight men or
straight but not narrow
will discover themselves, or gay men with women?
Yeah, from time to time. And it's just
discovering, yeah, just
learning about our bodies and
yeah.
about how to connect with one another.
Yeah, yeah.
Because often we think of sex as just a physical act,
mm-hmm.
but it can be so much
deeper.
It
should be. Yeah, it should be.
It can form a deeper connection.
Yeah.
And so, and, you know, there is a difference between sex and sensuality.
Oh, absolutely.
And part of the focus is on sensuality. In the past, I've done workshops like body image healing,
mm-hmm.
especially for older gays. I know how we're so youth-oriented.
We are.
And so part of this workshop is really getting more in touch with how we can be still attractive on other levels besides just physical.
I can speak about that.
Yeah.
But I think Chris has something.
Yeah.
You're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org.
Thank you.
Now broadcasting in high-definition radio. Go to kpft.org and find out what it is that's on the other channel, which I think is something like this.
It would seek agreement on principle.
There you go.
Ooh.
Something about seeking agreement.
Yes.
You can also place your pledge of support at kpft.org for our fund drive. Or you can call at 713-526-5738, GIMKPFT, and we'll take your pledge here.
Mm-hmm.
May I return to our program? Already in progress.
And do pledge, because it's listener support that runs this station.
And remember, every dollar you pledge goes into running the station. You ain't paying for Jimmy's and my salary.
Oh, no. They doubled my salary this year.
Ah.
Yeah.
Double-digit zeros.
Double-digit zero. That's it.
And it's not, you know, and I've got a schlep I got to come in, unlike Jimmy. Yeah.
Yeah, you come in from the hinterlands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's a 30-minute drive each way?
Wow.
I come from Spring Branch.
Yeah, so, yeah. We're not all Montrose boys here.
Yeah. But I'd also like to talk a little bit about Aphrodite's temple.
Okay.
Because I think in our culture, this is something kind of new for a lot of people.
And what is Aphrodite's temple?
It's basically based on the ancient sex temples
mm-hmm.
that used to be all over the world in many different cultures.
Yeah.
It's also one of the things we create in this environment is a sex-positive environment
mm-hmm.
where everybody accepts everybody and work on freeing ourselves. Sex is such a taboo thing in our culture.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when it's not a romantic encounter, when it's just sex for the joy of sex.
Mm-hmm.
Even more and more in the gay community, I remember.
Absolutely, because, you know, it's not just, you know, straight guys can't touch another guy.
Yeah.
It's gay men would never touch a woman.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, well, why not?
Yeah.
You know, we're...
And I'm not trying to promote necessarily gay men touching women or straight guys touching another guy.
Mm-hmm.
But to be able to accept it around you,
yes,
and fully embrace it,
yes,
as a legitimate form of sexual expression.
There you go.
That's what's key.
Yeah.
And that's what I do promote. And that's what a sex-positive environment's all about, is accepting different sexual appetites and
sure,
different forms of sexual expression.
And
celebrating that.
I can speak on the issue of sex and aging.
Yeah.
Because it puts you in a... When you... As you age, you get put in a separate category.
Yeah.
Younger people look to you and think that you're too old to be having sex.
Mm-hmm.
And especially me, I'm not only older... I'm 60, but I'm, yeah, HIV positive.
Yeah.
So I get a lot of that from the gay community, and it kind of chaps me a little bit, because,
yeah,
if I'm always open about being HIV positive, and there are, mm-hmm, people who would not touch me even if I was completely covered in latex.
Yeah.
Well, yet they will play with a complete stranger.
Mm-hmm.
Unprotected, because they assume that person is negative, or that person says they're negative.
Yeah.
You don't know that.
You don't.
You know, and the person, unless the person came directly from the clinic.
Well, even
even
then, if they were just recently,
yes,
exposed,
yeah,
it wouldn't show up.
It wouldn't show up. It wouldn't show up. That's right. So
and that brings up an important point too with the temple.
Mm-hmm.
We provide safe sex. Materials, condoms, gloves.
Oh, absolutely.
The,
yes,
whole nine yards.
Saran wrap if you need it.
Yeah, plastic wrap.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have rules about safe sex.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be practiced. Even couples that have been together for years and years and don't normally use barriers are required to in temple.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. And part of the reasoning behind that is that if someone comes in that's younger, like 18, 20, and they see a couple having unprotected sex, it gives a message, well, if they can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
So I say,
good point.
Everybody has to wear condoms in temple.
Okay.
The other thing, I do train prostitute priestesses for temple work.
Okay, now what does that mean?
Basically, we base ourselves on the ancient prostitute priestesses.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sex healers. We work on healing on a psychosexual level.
Oh.
And so that can involve many different things. Everything from healing wounds from living in a touch-deprived society... Mm-hmm. To practicing Taoist and Tantric techniques,
mm-hmm,
for healing ourselves on a sexual level.
So this would be hands-on.
Oh, yes.
As well as spiritual.
Yeah.
And maybe even a little therapy work.
Oh, yeah. And part
about,
of it
you
is...
know, what the problem is and why you're holding back.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you study Taoist techniques and some of the Tantric techniques, even if a male can't get an erection,
mm-hmm,
he can have very satisfying sex life practicing some of these techniques.
Mm-hmm.
It's just learning a new way.
Yes.
And can even have orgasms, non-ejaculatory orgasms.
Well, not only that,
without getting a hard on,
yes, there. I have had the experience of having, mm-hmm, of ejaculating without being hard.
Oh yeah, but you can, and a lot of men, associate ejaculation with orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually not, two separate
that's
things.
Right. That's
they
right.
They just usually occur simultaneously. Mm-hmm.
But you can have an orgasm without ejaculation.
And you can have an ejaculation without orgasm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that would be pretty empty.
Actually, it's not. I've had some of those.
Oh.
I can... Oh. But I've been training myself for years and mm-hmm. years on some of these techniques.
You have. I know you have.
Have learned, you know,
I've been to a couple of your sessions.
Yeah. The other thing we also do is we base some of our work on Joseph Kramer's work
mm-hmm.
out of San Francisco.
So what
he started the Body Electric School.
Oh, okay.
And okay. now he's doing the new school,
mm-hmm.
Which is a whole different thing.
Oh.
Well, somewhat different.
Mm-hmm.
But still Taoist erotic massage
yes.
for men and for women. But one of the things he did was he kind of opened the door. He was a massage therapist
yeah.
originally. And in massage therapy, they're trained never touch the genitals.
Exactly. Yeah, in fact, you lose your license if you're caught doing that.
And so he gave up being a massage therapist and started the school, Body Electric School.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about touching. It's about forming that heart-to-genital connection with yourself and also breaking down the barriers through different exercises with other people
mm-hmm.
and being able to touch and be touched
yeah.
at a very deep level.
And not just genital,
yeah.
you know, it's erotic. There are lots of different erotic places on
oh,
the body.
Yeah. The entire body mm-hmm. has erogenous zones
yeah.
all over the place, and they differ from person to person.
And allowing different people to touch you.
Yeah, and there's also other exercises that help you get more connected with your own body.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ones that I loved doing the first time I did it, we did, each person in the group took 5 minutes
mm-hmm.
per person and did a show and tell about their genitals.
Really?
Yeah. And talked about...
What do you talk about?
You speak as if you are your genitals.
Oh, where you've been, what you've done.
Not just that, but how you feel about your shape, your
mm-hmm.
size,
oh.
your the pleasures the genitals have brought you,
mm-hmm.
whatever you want to speak to about genitals. And it's not just the penis, also the anal area.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And the breasts
mm-hmm.
or nipples.
Mm-hmm.
Or any other part of your body that
wow.
gives you pleasure.
Because
wow. we think of sex organ as the thing between your legs, but it's much more than that.
Oh, it is. It is.
So it's kind of it's interesting where, you know, in the circle I was in, we got such a wide different interpretation of how people spoke
mm-hmm.
from their genitals.
Oh, yeah.
It was very amazing and eye-opening. And the other, you know, so we do a lot of different types of exercises
mm-hmm.
like that and workshops, interactive workshops
yeah.
At Aphrodite's temple.
Nice.
And part of that is just to help educate
yeah.
people about sexuality and sensuality.
Okay.
Because we get so little education in our culture.
We don't get any. Are you kidding?
Well, yeah.
We talk to friends and, you know, and we may read books. And
yeah.
And if you watch porn movies and base your sex life on a porn movie, you're in trouble.
Yeah. But other cultures have actually had very explicit sex manuals
mm-hmm.
And have had paired off older men with younger women
mm-hmm.
or older women with young boys to
yeah.
teach them
yeah,
some of these
right.
techniques.
That's right.
And it was to help prepare them to make the transition from boyhood or girlhood into manhood and womanhood. And we don't get that in this culture at all. I think we got a pledge.
I think we have a pledge.
No, it's an end dust.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. What the hell am I thinking?
Yeah, please put on the glasses.
Hey, like I said, 30 years of masturbation and 2 years of diabetes. I'm lucky I can see what I can with my glasses.
Yeah, gotcha.
We want to thank Jerry.
Yeah?
He's not a virgin.
I'm glad of that.
Apparently he's quite experienced. Jerry gave a very generous pledge.
Did he?
Yes.
There's a, I don't know who that is, but there's a Jerry in my life. That
Here, show it to him. We don't use last names. Because usually we... No. So...
No, but I recognize this man has contributed to us many times in the past. I recognize this name. Mm-hmm.
He says for like the last 15 years.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And he puts us almost up at the 50% level of actual funding.
Wow. Thank you, Jerry.
Wow.
That is a nice, generous pledge, too. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, we're getting there.
It's nice to know that long-term listeners still think that this show has merit and should be on the air and...
aren't in prison.
So I'm really,
don't worry,
really happy
hopefully,
about that.
Hopefully soon version will move you to the MBB level.
All he has to do is commit a crime.
Look at him.
Oh my.
That is a crime against nature.
Okay. Why don't we take a musical break? Can we do that?
I don't know. I got pulled.
Did you say music?
Ah, yes.
But if anyone else wants to follow in Jerry's footsteps, all you have to do is pick up your phone and call 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT.
By request.
Oh.
An oldie.
But a good one. Not so old.
What do you mean not so old?
It's not as old as I am.
Uh-huh. Wow, nobody's that old.
Oh, I don't know. Somebody named Jimmy Carper seems to be pushing
this bus
or two.
Well, so saith Methuselah?
Yeah, I know.
How old is this?
That's
old enough. That's what they always tell me.
That is from the early to mid 80s.
That early?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was older than that.
Well, it could be from the late 70s, but...
whose personal point of view are we talking about?
That particular artist did not live past the 80s.
Yeah. Oh, it's got to be earlier, because there's a picture inside here of other people,
mm-hmm.
and that is definitely a 70s porn mustache. I mean, I'm sorry. Nothing says the 70s besides that porn mustache.
Yes.
And white tube socks with yellow stripes.
Gotcha.
That's...
Yeah.
Have you been raiding my closet again?
Mm.
No, I'm a cheap bastard who used to go buy the $2 videotapes they had at the convenience
stores.
Yeah,
boy, they were so bad, too.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah, there's nothing wrong with there's no
date on that?
Nope.
Okay.
We'll do research.
We'll do research. So let's hear the song.
It's Sylvester.
Oh, okay.
And so we'll take you to heaven.
And before we go to the song, I want to remind people, if they're interested in coming to Temple or ESA, go to their website at Earth Spirit Alliance, all one word, .org.
Oh, okay.
And that you can get all the information.
Well, you're coming back after the song.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Take me to heaven.
Take Me to Heaven by Sylvester.
So are they on air? Mm-hmm. Are we on air?
Yeah.
I think so. I hope not.
A website, okay.
With all the information about Earth Spirit Alliance.
Okay.
And they're having
and what
their
is it?
Harvest King Festival.
EarthSpiritAlliance.org. O-R-G. Okay.
Yeah. And it's
so check that out.
It's a pagan organization. But during their festival, I'll be having a little area for fairies to come and gather if they'd like to join us. And there is something very magical about being out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like people are drumming all night long.
Oh.
Dancing around the huge bonfire up front.
I know Jim Vaughn liked that.
Oh, yeah.
He really liked that.
Get lots of naked people dancing around the fire.
Yeah.
Or partially naked.
Yeah.
Some are partially, some are fully.
As comfortable as you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some are fully clothed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just whatever you feel like. But it is such a freeing experience. I used to have the owner of the properties had to decommission our water hose back to Temple.
Oh.
But I'd set up a shower system back
mm-hmm.
there. And it was totally open in front of everybody. You just take your shower.
Oh, yeah.
It was heated the water through the campfire.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was all no fuel waste.
Wow.
Because we always had campfires going anyway.
Yeah, night. Yeah.
And I had this old well tank that I converted into a storage to store the hot water
mm-hmm.
in when it wasn't being used. And I remember one night, we had a radical fairy gathering.
Yes.
And one of the fairies got up like at 6 a.m. to take a shower so that they could have privacy.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, a whole bunch of fairies came in the middle of his shower, and he was like turning all shades of red at first. And then he kind of realized, oh, well, this is nothing.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he said it was such a liberating, freeing experience.
I'll bet.
To be able to be naked in front of others.
Yeah.
And he was very shy about it.
Wow.
And it was the first time in his life he had been that open. And so it's amazing some of the experiences people have when they come to these festivals.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. That and we had a pool party one time. We had we'd set up this above the ground pool back
mm-hmm.
in the temple area.
Yes.
And in the heat of the day at 3:00, this is usually during the spring festival, which is late spring, it gets pretty hot.
So yeah. Yeah.
We'd have cocktails at from three to five in the pool.
In the pool. Ooh, that sounds like
and
fun.
Almost all of us were naked. And this one woman came from the pagan group,
mm-hmm.
and she first got in the pool with her bathing suit on and was very modest about it, and then she just kind of got up and said, screw this, took her clothes off. She said she had never done that before in her life.
No
and
kidding.
She said, that was the most freeing experience. I've always been so conscious about my body.
Yeah.
And then I saw everybody here is not model material.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
And everybody was just very open. It wasn't like if you get naked, people are going to jump your bones.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of respect and mutual respect.
Yeah.
And she said, all of a sudden, I just felt like it was okay to do that.
Wow. And there's nothing. I'm not going to say that, but I mean, it's incredibly freeing
yeah.
just to go skinny dipping.
Oh, yeah. But I think one of the things I love about being out at the pagan land
mm-hmm.
is that it does kind of touch this primal part of ourselves.
Yes.
Being in the woods,
yep.
hearing the drumming going, running around naked and just having a good time. You know, it's like the modern world disappears, evaporates.
It's almost like you're a kid again.
And yeah, the little inner child can come out and play.
Yeah.
And that's what temple's really all about, is allowing that inner child to come out and play and explore and discover.
Yeah.
And it is a process of discovery.
Sure.
There's been people that have come into the temple very, with all kinds of hang-ups, and one of the things I used to do, I should probably redo it again, I put a trash can next to the entryway to the temple.
Yeah.
And I said, please dump all your garbage here, emotional garbage in here when you come in. And then you can pick it up if you want it.
Inhibitions.
And inhibitions.
Yes.
And you can pick it up on your way out if you still want to. It'll be safe in the garbage can. So it just kind of opens this door and is very liberating and freeing. And I think that's part of what Radical Fairies is all about, is becoming liberated and free.
I hear you talking about this, and, you know, it makes me want to run out into the woods, but then I don't do well in the woods.
Oh, wow, you've never camped with me, darling.
No, I have done campouts, but it's been quite civilized campouts.
Ah.
You know, like air-conditioned trailer.
Well, we don't have air conditioning, but I had Carol Queen come down for a pagan gathering
years ago.
And she did some workshops with me for the Sacred Sex Temple. And afterwards, she came up to me and she says, you are the most luxurious camper I've ever met. We set up a tent for her.
Oh.
Set up, you know, blew up several air mattresses for them. And they had their own little space. And then I cooked for them all weekend long.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's fabulous.
And they're from San Francisco, and they were really craving Texas barbecue. So I'm one of my specialties.
Yes, it is. Yes. And you do barbecue well.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
In fact, at one pagan gathering at the potluck dinner, I brought one of my roasted chickens. And this guy, after he ate the breast, because that was all that was left, he got down on his knees, and he started bowing to me. So, I've never had moist white meat before.
That is definitely an art. Yes.
But I slow cook.
Okay.
On very low heat. And it just cooks it thoroughly, but keeps all the juices inside. But anyway, Carol Queen and Lawrence were both very impressed with their trip here, and they both commented on it and said, you know, we've gone to other places where we're kind of on our own, and you've just pampered us and taken care of everything.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. I thought, wow, how can people invite them to be a guest speaker
and then not provide for them?
Yeah.
What a horrible host.
And I said, oh, it's nothing. That's the least I can do.
Especially somebody like her, you know. My God.
But, you know, and Carol Queen, we've had her on the show many times.
Yes.
And she's one of the big leaders of the sex positive movement. And
I remember when you did the Bi conference, I got to meet her, and I was so thrilled because I've seen her on film so many times.
Oh, yeah.
And she is just the most liberated woman I've ever known.
Oh, yeah. And
in all manners speaking.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And I remember the at that conference when the fire alarm went off during the sex party.
Yes. 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 That was incredible.
We had a dungeon downstairs. BDSM dungeon.
Yes.
We had took one of the hospitality suites and turned it into a sex palace.
A party room. Harm. Yes.
And, you know, we had
one of the rooms was just wall-to-wall mattresses.
Yeah.
That was fabulous.
And in the middle of all this, the Baptists, we think, set off the sprinkler system on the floor below, which set off all the alarms. And Carol Queen and Robert called down to the front desk and said, "Is this something we need to evacuate?" And they said, "Yes." And so he got up and made an announcement.
So everybody had to get dressed.
Everybody get your clothes on. In an orderly fashion, we're going to go down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we get the all clear, we'll come right back up and resume where we left off.
Yes. I remember I was in that. Yes.
So it was just amazing conference.
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of the Binet USA people said they had never felt as much of a connection as they did at that conference.
Wow.
And these are people that have been to bi conferences all over the world.
Yeah.
But
that was a fantastic conference.
But I did build a lot into it.
Yes, you did.
A lot of legwork.
You did.
And I built a lot of the spiritual into it, too.
Yeah. So anything else you want to touch on while you're here tonight?
Well, once again, do you come to the fairy gathering?
Oh.
Well, it's actually a Earth Spirit Alliance Harvest King Festival.
And this is when?
But it's this coming Thursday to Sunday.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yes, it's coming right up.
Coming right up is right.
I'm heading out Monday to go set up temple and everything.
Okay.
So it's all prepared.
So everybody else, go to your computer. And go to EarthSpiritAlliance.org.
Yeah. And come and join us out in the woods and let
find out what these folks are
free
all about.
Spirit come out.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like fun.
Let your hair down a bit.
Okay. Gigi, thank you for being here.
Uh-huh.
And thank you for being here for all these years.
Oh, it's always wonderful to be on and talk about these things, because you're not going to hear it anywhere else.
No, you are not. Only here on After Hours,
mm-hmm.
which is why we feel we deserve your support,
mm-hmm.
because you aren't getting this information anywhere else.
And it's probably not going to come anywhere else anytime in the near future.
No. So, that number is 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT. We have lovely parting gifts, you know, depending on the size of your donation. There's all kinds of premiums that you can get. The guys out in the lobby who are answering the phones can tell you all about that.
Oh, yes.
For anywhere from bumper stickers to T-shirts to cassette. DVDs or CDs and all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff. T-shirts, lovely T-shirts, and fabulous grocery bags, tote bags.
Mm.
So, Mr. Chris. Hi, honey.
He's got a big grin.
Oh, my God. He must have something special. Coming up.
It was a video that we were going to play last week, but we didn't get time to.
Oh.
Ah.
So I'm going to play it tonight.
Okay.
Because there's no one else here.
Oh.
Everybody left.
You're kidding.
No. Oh, my.
Oh.
Robert's still here. He's out in Pledge Central waiting for you to call 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT.
And we have to do one thing for the Radical Fairies.
Okay.
Give out a big yoo-haw.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Woo-hoo.
That's woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo. Okay, 713-526-5738. You have 20 minutes to call in your pledge of support for After Hours in KPFT. So. At the top of the hour, coming up at the top of the hour, is Zydeco Pasale. Favorite show here on KPFT. And I know I don't know if the guys are here yet.
Yeah, they just came in.
Okay.
Ah.
So they're putting their show together.
Ah, okay.
And they usually have the accordions that they play in the lobby. It's really quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Waiting for it to scroll over so who's here.
Where are we going?
We are going to drunkerthansatan.com.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
This is what happens when you search around on the net trying to find queer artists, find out if artists are queer or not, and then looking on links on their MySpace page.
I see.
So, this is, like I said, from drunkerthansatan.com. You'll hear it again as soon as the music starts. Hopefully I got this set up right.
Okay.
DrunkerThanSatan.com presents the glorious new single by the world's most potent heterosexual, Horatio Lee Jenkins. And the name of the new single is It's Okay to Be Gay.
My friend Fred's gay, my friend Carl's gay, so they don't date no girls. That's good for me, 'cause I need to date a lot of girls, 'cause I'm the straightest man in the world. So it's okay to be gay. Some people ain't straight and they like it that way. Though it may seem strange, they shouldn't have to change, 'cause they ain't like me. They don't need to be the same. If you don't like gay folks, it's probably because of your insecurities. But I like gay folks. I'm the straightest man in the world. He's old Horatio Lee, and that's me. It's okay to be gay. Some people ain't straight and they like it their way. Though it may seem strange, they shouldn't have to change, 'cause they ain't like me. They don't need to be the same.
shake it, but don't break it. I know that you're dangerous when you're not here. Estás en lo que dices, lindo. Wanna get it, but can't take it. Baby, shake it and shake it, but don't break it. I know that you're dangerous when you're not here. Estás en lo que dices, lindo. Can you read my mind? Thoughts are dirty like a shot without a lime. Can you taste it? My sweat rolling low. Can you feel it? My body on the floor. I got fever, doctor, I need ya. I got fire running through my veins. Baby, hurt me, don't you deserve me? I need you to hurt me. Pain. You wanna get it, but can you take it? Baby, shake it and shake it, but don't break it. I know that you're dangerous when you're naked. Estás en lo que es lindo. Wanna get it, but can you take it? Baby, shake it and shake it, but don't break it. I know that you're dangerous when you're naked. Estás en lo que es lindo. Shake your body rough, move your hips low. You make me crazy, but you just don't know. Whip it up. Take it down. You got the power to be upside down.
Don't you
shake your body. Yeah. You give me fever like a velvet fire. Just keep it going and I'll take you higher. You burn me up with a toxic desire. Get up, get on, and feel the fire.
You wanna get it, but can you take it? Baby, shake it and shake it, but don't break it. You're dangerous when you're naked. Estás en lo que es lindo. Wanna get it, but can you take it? Baby, shake it and shake it, but don't break it. I know that you're dangerous when you're naked. Estás en lo que es lindo. Wanna get it, but can you take it? Baby, shake it and shake it, but don't break it. I know that you're dangerous when you're naked. Estás en lo que es lindo. Wanna get it, but can you take it? Baby, shake it and shake it, but don't break it. I know that you're dangerous when you're naked. Estás en lo que es lindo. Your body rough, move your hips slow. You make me crazy, but you just don't know. Work it up, take it down. You got the power to be upside down.
Jim Verivos. I figured we needed something peppy. Because we did just before that was Temptress with Queen for a Day. And before that, Horatio Lee Jenkins with It's Okay to Be Gay.
That was an amazing song. And the video was even better.
Go to, like I said, as it said at the beginning of the song, drunkerthansatan.com. It will make sense once you see the video, It's Okay to Be Gay, of what that means by drunker than Satan. And if you still can't figure it out, if you go to the top of the page and click on it, you can see the video for Drunker Than Satan. Which apparently is, from what I can figure out, it's the devil went down to Georgia, but instead of violins and fiddles, they had Jack Daniels.
Gotcha. Now, I missed when you were talking about those other two songs that you played.
Jim Verivos.
Oh, yeah.
One of the out gay idols.
Okay, yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Who didn't let his hair grow into a lesbian hairstyle.
Oh. Yeah, he does look kind of odd.
Actually, the thing with Jim Verivos is, if you remember what he looked like on American Idol and see what he looks like now,
completely different, huh?
Yeah, he looked real geeky on the show, and now...
That's a picture of him now.
That's him now. Yeah, he could probably... I would say he could portray Joan Jett quite easily, but he's got a little bit darker skin. You know, she was quite alabaster.
Oh, quite. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's close to... Yeah, close to her.
He could play a feminine version of Joan Jett.
But while we were...
Wow.
Ouch.
But like, if you go to his website, and you'll see pictures of him when he was on Idol and when he is now.
I don't know. I think I'd like to fly to the boy's home state.
And so if you want to check out his website, it's Jim Verivos. It's V-E-R-R-A-R-V-O-S. O-S.
And I could certainly get there faster than any jet could carry me.
Now, while all that was going on, Robert was on the phone.
Yes, I was.
And what happened?
Well, let's see. I took a pledge from a young man named Anthony.
Uh-huh.
Tony. Oh, very nice-sounding young man, too.
Oh, really?
And extremely generous.
Yes, I saw that. I couldn't believe it.
If he That's follows fabulous. Through...
Hey, Jimmy's teeth popped out.
Yes, and that doesn't usually happen until I go get ready for bed.
But
well, this man's promise has fulfilled my ever fondest desire for this radio station.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, and without his generous support, there would be so much that could not be done.
Yeah.
He said to say thank you very much to our friend Jimmy Carper.
Aww.
He even mentioned Chris Arison by name.
Wow. If he came down to the station, we could show our gratitude.
At that pledge level, I remember back when I started here,
mm-hmm.
At that pledge level, you do get a guided tour of the station.
Oh, uh-huh. You sure do.
Especially, no, I'm serious.
Especially the CD library.
Yeah, way back when, that was that's right, you were part of the leadership circle, weren't you?
Yes.
No, he's asking about me.
Well, I mean, I was before I started becoming a part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Robert was a leadership circle, and so you get the tour. You get to see our niche of destruction.
Yes.
The blown up transmitter and the gunshot window.
Mm-hmm. And all those, what is it I want to call them, trophies? And all the various
accoutrements,
yeah. All the various bumper stickers that we've put out over the years. And there are massive numbers of designs in there.
Oh, yeah.
Totally amazes me.
Yeah.
So
I've had my favorites over the years.
So we thank you for your pledge, Anthony, and they'll get the information out to you.
Thank you so much.
And whoever else wants out there wants to, you've got 6 minutes in this pledge drive for us.
Oh, my goodness.
We are coming up at the top of the hour.
Yeah, Mary's here for Zydeco Pasale.
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm.
I was happy to hold the door for her. I didn't have to worry about a parking spot. There are quite a few out there.
I
right
noticed.
Now.
Yeah, our crew has deserted us tonight.
Yeah.
Must have a breakfast special going on somewhere.
Yeah, well, they all left with each other, which means they're not going for breakfast.
Oh. Well, they're not having food anyway, but they may be munching on something.
It's a different kind of breakfast burrito they want.
Ooh.
Well, let's not go there, please.
I try to go there as often as I can.
I certainly understand it.
And, Robert, you're only saying that because you're not here, and you're here and not with them.
Well, yeah, that I'm sure has something to do with it.
Bitter table of one.
No, there's nothing bitter about this. If I wanted bitter, I'd get more of your juice.
Oh.
How many of those juices did you say were in that bottle?
There's enough juices and vitamin C and antioxidants in that... If it doesn't kill the cancer, it's at least going to dissolve it. there's a lot of hopes and dreams in those
I
bottles.
See. Uh-huh.
But once again, we are coming up here towards the end. We want to thank Anthony and Jerry and mm-hmm. Sally and Regina and Christopher.
Yes,
for
thank
their
you.
Generous pledges of support tonight.
And that was really nice.
We will be...
Our guests... even pledged, which was really nice. Regina and Christopher.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was really fantastic. Of course, I always enjoy seeing Christopher.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'll be seeing a lot more of him.
No matter how much pink and sparkles he's wearing.
Well, you just said two of his three nicknames.
A pink or sparkles?
So I said two of the three.
Uh-huh. Both of them.
Next one's left is Cubby.
Oh,
he also has a lot
no.
of metalware.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost hesitant to ask where.
Don't ship a tooth.
Oh, no, no, no. Don't shatter my image.
Oh.
Or your fillings. You've been listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. You can get in touch with us by email at afterhours@kpft.org. Snail mail is After Hours, care of KPFT, 419 Lovett Boulevard.
Love, TT.
Houston, Texas, 77006.
Not just a zip code, but a life.
We'd love to hear from you, your news ideas, stories. Want to be a host? Open auditions. Send us love mail, hate mail.
Dirty pictures!
Ooh-hoo.
We're always up for that. Even though we don't have to play them.
I bet I spiked on that one.
Yeah, you did. Of course, that's not
you
the
spike
only thing
any harder, and I'll be calling you a volleyball star.
Ooh.
And if you send dirty pictures, be sure to send some to Gigi.
please, don't. No. She gets enough of those every time she goes out to that retreat.
I'm intrigued by this one pledge pitch thing they have here. It says Stonewall.
Stonewall?
I'm curious.
Are we talking Jackson?
Is that the movie?
I don't know. It just says FTV Stonewall 1.
Oh.
So, let's play that. And coming up in a couple of minutes is Zydeco Pasale.
I am Gene Harwood, and my age is 80.
I'm Bruce Merrill.
He also would like to know what your age is. So you
my age? 70.
Okay, hold on. That's not what I thought it was. That's a 14-minute...
Oh.
That's a 15-minute segment.
Yeah, that's a little too
But that was under Pledge Drive.
Oops.
I didn't know that. I thought that was something else. All right, let's play this then.
This is Dean Becker, producer of the 420 Drug War News, Cultural Baggage, and Century of Lies. You want to hear the real truth? Do you want to know what's really going on?
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.